Well, the intention was to get the data out there for people to use. I've already had nice emails from a lot of investigators and people, what I'm going to call our armchair investigators, you know, that some of them are literally putting state maps up on their wall and they're putting pins in it, you know, and they're not pinning the major cities where all the real heavy sightings are. They're pinning the out, since we gave them county information, they're pinning the outskirts and they're looking for clusters. I've got one lady out in Utah who's using it to help detect where all the cattle mutilations are, you know, that kind of thing. So a lot of people are already starting to use it. Like I said, I've had a lot of very nice mail from investigators. Other people are just starting to say, well, it's not a book to sit down and read. There's five chapters of narrative in the thing where I do a little bit of analysis, but the book has got all the charm of a census report or a bank ledger. It's charts, graphs, and tables. But if you know what you want to look for, it's got the secrets of the universe in it. It really does.
What would you say to the utter skeptic who's like, this is worthless? You know, people call in. There's no way to really tell what it is. So.
I got the snarks. Okay. I call them trolls. And they call up and say, Cheryl, you got no proof. That was not the objective of this paper, to confirm proof of alien life. We set out to confirm that UFOs have not been on the decline, as we have been told by misinformation out there in the press, and we have proved that. We also made 6 or 7 major discoveries that nobody knew, and we even confirmed somebody's theory on something, okay? And so that by itself was a good piece of research, and that's all it was. It was 2 citizen scientists sitting here doing the research and doing it methodically. And it took 16 months. It was every weekend for 16 months we crunched this thing. Now, for the people to say you have no proof, that is for a higher academic and research power to think. Where's the National Academy of Science? Where are the academic peer reviews of the major academic institutions? Where are the government agencies that investigate things and write journal papers? Those are the people that have to take this to the next level. We don't have the resources to vet actual alien stuff.